This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Jason Russell back with us. 8 years as a Secret Service agent working closely with Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama. Now involved in excellent company that we will talk about throughout this conversation. And we appreciate Jason coming on and the perspective he gives us as a former Secret Service agent. As you know, sir, the Senate came out today with a bipartisan report on what happened with the first assassination attempt. And it is highly, highly critical. I want to bring up a number of points, but as someone who lived this and knew how important your job was in protecting the President of the United States, what part of this report jumped out at you most?
I think for me, the piece that was really, that as I'm reading through this, is truly kind of baffling to me, is nobody seemed to know who was in charge of making decisions, which was counter to what I experienced as an agent. Everything was really kind of detailed in terms of what the chain of command was on visits, who was making decisions, who should have looked at a site, how we were integrating police into our security plans. And it seems like in this case, like everybody's just pointing the finger at another person and nobody really gave any good answers to those questions.
That was number one on my list also. And I just don't understand. I don't understand how the former president of the United States can be speaking in public with buildings around him, and people are uncertain on the security side who has the final say. You talked about that in your first answer, but can you envision any scenario with George W. Bush or Barack Obama? And I know, as we've talked in the previous conversations, it is different with a former president, and it seems like because of this attack and sadly another attack that the amount of security continues to go up. But I am stupefied that you would have someone of this status and nobody knows who's making the final decision.
Yeah, there is no excuse for it. I mean, ultimately, I think what you have here is complacency. You know, when you go for so many years as the Secret Service did without any major incidents, or at least preventing things from happening, when nothing happens, you assume nothing's going to happen tomorrow. And I think what you had happen in this situation is you had agents, unfortunately, that started to get a little bit too comfortable and thinking we can cut corners and move quickly through these processes and maybe not communicate as much as we need to. And ultimately, when you do that, you're asking for trouble. You're asking for something bad to happen. And that's just not how you conduct a zero-fail mission. You have to be perfect every single time. And clearly, in this case, they didn't take the time to be perfect.
I want to emphasize the bipartisan part of this, because too often with anything based in politics, whether it's out of Washington, D.C., or in our case, St. Paul, or anywhere you name it, it's Republicans with one story and Democrats with the other. That's not the case here. Senator Gary Peters, a Democrat, is the chairman of this committee. And here's Richard Blumenthal. By the way, Richard Blumenthal and Donald Trump agree on about one item out of 5,000. Here's what Senator Blumenthal had to say, the senator out of Connecticut. It was almost like an Abbott and Costello farce with who's on first. It was really truth being stranger than fiction. I want to get to more of the details in a second. But, Jason, should I feel like, as a citizen, that this isn't just a one-off, that this may have happened multiple times when the former president was out and about speaking?
It's certainly possible, right? As long as nobody made an attempt and there was nothing bad happened, we wouldn't know, you know, if there were corners cut and if these lack of communication and kind of just lack of attention to detail was pervasive. Was this a one-off situation? I can tell you that my experience was not this. My experience was not, you know, kind of a lack of attention to the small granular level details because we took it so seriously. Now, I do know in election years, these agents are stretched pretty thin and you're trying to do a lot of things. And unfortunately, I think that's what we saw in this case. And truthfully, look, the fact that, you know, this is a bipartisan issue and you have both sides agreeing on something is pretty amazing. But this is a pretty easy one to agree that there were some serious mistakes made.
Jason Russell is with us, founder of Secure Environment Consultants, a group that is worth checking out. You can find them at secprotects.com. He's on because of his years protecting Barack Obama and George W. Bush. I think a lot of us that day, Jason, even without your expertise, were wondering, well, how could this individual get so close? And a part of the report says that no one involved in the rally itself could say who made the call to exclude from the security perimeter the nearby warehouses where Crooks was. Isn't that just an automatic no-brainer considering the proximity?
Yeah, the proximity alone, even if it's outside of the actual perimeter where you're sweeping people, it's not too far for, you know, something bad to occur from that location. So you would want to account for it in one way or another, and it sounds like just as, you know, was said, a comedy of errors occurred where I thought you were taking care of it, you thought I was taking care of it. Meanwhile, neither one of us was taking care of it, and we didn't even catch on to the fact that neither one of us were taking care of it to the point where somebody actually is able to climb on the roof and fire a shot. I mean, that's extreme levels of, quite frankly, incompetence, and it's unacceptable.
Incompetence. Yeah, incompetence. I mean, here's another part that I can see what Blumenthal is saying. One agent was so busy trying to fix his own radio that he failed to pick up the local police radio he had been offered. Had he grabbed the radio, he would have heard the local police traffic describing a suspicious person who turned out to be Crooks. Okay, help me out. I get that sometimes we all in our own lives could have bizarre timing and miss something or something takes place, right? But in this case, this individual misses out because he's trying to fix or isn't willing to take that radio. How is this not just a red flag where it's repeated a number of times? Did anybody hear me? There's an individual we're worried about. What should we do about this person? I don't understand how this is a one-off and that, well, nobody got back to me, so we'll just keep going with the rest of our day.
Well, that could happen, right? If you're at previous sites and nothing happened, you assume nothing's going to happen. The communication piece to me is one of the most baffling because every site you go to, everybody is in the same room for that very reason, which is if my radio fails, at least somebody else's radio works. So somehow we can have communication with each other. But, I mean, they had two different command posts, which is unheard of. That's never done in any emergency response or any event planning that has ever occurred anywhere. So that alone created this lack of communication, which just snowballed upon a poor advance. You know, supervisors not doing walkthroughs. The special agent in charge of the office didn't even have his radio with him because he had to give his radio to somebody else. So he's not even in communication with anybody, and he's actually in charge of that field office. So it's just crazy.
Why should we believe it's better now?
You know, I don't know. I honestly couldn't, I'm not there, right? So I think that I know the agents certainly are embarrassed by this. The agents that work hard every single day to make sure that they are paying, you know, extreme attention to detail and they're away from their families for months at a time, and they're working 80 hours a week to try to make sure that these things work. And, you know, this thing happens, and all of a sudden everybody's called into question. I think that we have to rely on the fact that the Secret Service is going to learn from these mistakes and make changes, and we have to hope that these changes will limit the opportunity for something like this to occur in the future.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Former Secret Service agent, excellent guest, Jason Russell's with us. One last point. When we're talking about money, and some money was just included again in what's going to continue running the government for 3 months, as just an outsider, Jason, this doesn't strike me as money. This strikes me as just incompetence and facing challenges that smart people face all the time when they go to unique settings, and they handled it like individuals who haven't faced these challenges ever before. I mean, I get it. They need more people. They're overworked. But of the people who were there, it's just startling and frightening how they handled this to me.
No, it is not a money issue. I mean, the problem is a resource issue and, quite frankly, creativity. I mean, there are ways to secure, whether it's using private assets or, you know, there's other ways to do these things where you can't necessarily bring in a Secret Service agent to be able to secure areas that don't need, you know, somebody with the training of a Secret Service agent. You could have put any security guard on the roof of that building to prevent somebody from being able to get up there. He didn't have to be a Secret Service agent with a year of training and a polygraph test. He could have been somebody with a simple background check and eyes, right? So that is just something that they don't do.
Very good, sir. Let's hope that nothing. Well, one last thing. The Iranian aspect comes up again, right? Where the Trump campaign was told again, I don't know how often they've met, but that the Iranian government, in trying to continue to sow trouble in this country, has targeted Donald Trump. Because of that coming up again, what should change now?
Well, just, I mean, the number of assets are just going to have to be to an extreme level. We're already seeing levels of protection right now that are more typical for, like, an inauguration where they're using bullet-resistant glass on the stage, and they're just going to have to, you know, rely on other assets. I'm sure they're relying heavily on military assets now and doing everything they can to just go overboard to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. We'll reach out again.
Thanks.
Jason Russell with us. It's 2:50 on News Talk 830 WCCO.